Between several homecoming celebrations and the Halloween holiday, Monona officials are worried that vandals will pepper buildings and cars with eggs or wrap houses in toilet paper. So local police are calling on grocers not to sell large quantities of these products to juveniles until November. Tom Brennan is a member of the Monona Police Force and liaison for the Monona Grove High School. He says the community supports the request, which could save thousands of dollars in property damage.
The businesses in Monona here have been particularly very helpful to us in curbing those sales. They understand the results that they could have in our community, and they've been very helpful and cooperative in the past.
I can understand the intention of it, but it's not going to work.
Tom Metcalf is a former mayor of Monona and also former operator of the Metcalf Company grocery stores. He says it's unlikely pranksters and vandals will be discouraged if they can't buy eggs and toilet paper in town.
Saying we shouldn't try to deter it to some degree, but in an urban area like this, it's just impossible to enforce it.
Metcalf notes that people can simply shop at stores in adjacent communities. He says there have been incidents of vandalism in the past, but preventing them will probably rely more on Monona residents being vigilant rather than keeping high schoolers from picking up bathroom tissue and eggs. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.